Okay, let's begin with Baba Basra, Daf Samach Dalet, and we are on Samach Gimel Amebez. We are second to last line. We have been speaking about the Shita of Rav Dimi from Nahar Da'a. Rav Dimi from Nahar Da'a commented about a sugya that's relating really to the next Mishnah. Rav Dimi said that if somebody sells a house, that's what this this parak is all about, what is included in the sale of a house and what is not. But obviously, as we always try to do, various other inyanim that come up, and we discuss connected topics. But Rav Dimi from Nahar Da'a said that if somebody sells a house, even if they write, "I'm selling you the depths and the heights of the house," that is not good enough to be kone the water cisterns and the other water sources or anything up on top of the house, because that is even, you know, just the airspace. That might work for airspace, but it won't work for the structures. That you have to be more explicit and write, mitahom arav adrum rakia. But again, airspace is not nikna automatically. If you write that extra lashon, that it is nikna the airspace, but it is not kone the water cisterns, etc., unless you are even more specific. So Tashma, so we're trying to bring a raya or akasha on that Rav Dimi. Again, that airspace is not automatic, right? And if you have the extra lashon, that is kona the airspace, and you have the super extra explicit lashon, so then that's kona the water cisterns and the dus and the, as Rav Dimi said, quoting the dus and the bar, as we will see later on. Okay, so Tashma. So Velos Agag Vesbanchi Ishlo Maka Gavosar Atvachim. Why is this all here? Because it relates to our Mishnah. Back at the beginning of our parak, the Mishnah said that if somebody sells a house and then they are not kone the beginning of the parak, they are not kone the gag, if the gag has a makef, 10 tvachim high, as we discussed back on Daf Samach Aleph at the beginning of the parak. So what does that sound like? So if there's a makeh 10 tefachim high, then I am not kone it. What does that sound like? That v'isal kadaitach b'stama kani, but if mistama, if it's automatic that I would be kone it, so umka isal kadaitach b'stama kani umka veruma, so you can go asar tefachim my havi, then what changed? If it wouldn't be 10 tvachim, I would be kone it, because it's automatic, and then memela, once there's a 10 tvachim on my fence, I wouldn't be kone it, right? It sounds like mistama, maybe it's not automatic, and therefore it's a raya to Rav Dimi, right? And that's why, it is prevented with this fence that is 10 tvachim high. Answers the Gemara, no, lav dafka, kivan da gavoas, or a tvachim chashiv, as has been discussed. No, with the second that it has 10 tefachim high gag, therefore it is mutter to use, it is a separate rishus, it has its own chashivus, and therefore it is not included. See, even if you want to say it is automatic, when someone sells a house, the airspace is automatic, but it could be that the 10 tefach high fence Ma'akeh would prevent it, would then make it its own chashiv rishus, and would not be included. Remember, we discussed back on Daf Samach Aleph at the beginning of the parak, if it's less than 10 tefachim high, why is it in a chashiv space? Because it's usher to use. Because if it is a dangerous place, lo sasin damim beisecha, I am not allowed to leave that, and also, v'nishpatim mol nafshol seichem, I'm not allowed to go into a dangerous area, and therefore, it's not usable, it wouldn't be chashiv, it would just be nigrar after the roof itself. Okay, so we try to bring a raya to Rav Dimi, and it didn't work. So Amalei Ravida Leravashi, Tashma, let's try to bring another related source based on what we had already yesterday. Dam Reish Lakesh. Reish Lakesh comes up yesterday and today, and Beth Hashem in a couple of months, all the way at the end of the Masechta. So Dam Reish Lakesh, Zos Omeris. Reish Lakesh said, if you remember, even though something is not explicit, it's as if it's explicit. That was what Reish Lakesh spoke about. Zos Omeris, Hamocher Bayis Lachaveiro, Va'amarlo Amanash Etiyoto El Yonah Shali. If somebody sells a house to their friend, and he says explicitly, Amanash, that the upper story is mine, Diotari El Yonah Shalo, so it works, and then he gets the Diota El Yonah. V'yamrina L'may Hel, Fasan, we discussed then, says Reish Lakesh, L'may Nafkamina, wouldn't it be his anyway? Why would he have to explicate? And we said, for two nafkaminas, Rav Zvid Amar, Shem Ratza Lahotzi Bazizin Motzi, if not only he wants to use it, but he wants to have extended items and ledges that stick out, he can be motzi. That is what is allowed because of the almanas. And Rav Papa Amar Shem Ratz Levnos Aliyah Al Gaba Bone. If he'd want to build an Aliyah on it Bone, he could build as long as he said this lashon. So says the Gemara. V'isak Adadak Mistama Lokani. And if Rav Dimi is right that Mistama automatically the airspace is not included, so Lamali Almanas. Right? If it's not included anyway, so what do you mean almanas? You know, it's even without saying. You know the seller keeps it. So why exactly is the why would you have to say it? So the answer is ahani le amanas di nafil hader banila. Right, the chiddush is the added lashon gives you that even if it's not there anymore, he can rebuild it. Right, not that if it's there, what rights he has. Only if it's there, what rights he has. So that might be automatic. But if it's the reality changes, maybe I wouldn't be able to. Kamash v'lan, I can. Okay, that takes us through Rav Dimi and the other issues related to the first Mishnah, and now we get into the second Mishnah. So again, we spoke about what's included in terms of the upstairs and the extra rooms. This is what's included in terms of the water sources, as we already just spoke about. V'loas abor, loas abor v'loas adus. The bar and the dus, we'll have to see what these two are. Sources of water, they are not included when one sells a house. Even though he wrote the depths and the height, it is still not included. As the Rashbam here quotes yesterday's Gemara, because this lashon is already needed to include the airspace and the dirt. But to include the special structures up and down, that is not included. That would mean something, need something more specific. Why is it not included? Remember, the Aruch HaShulchan we discussed at the beginning of the parak said, again, this is not halacha l'maisa today, because now everything included in the house is included in the house, right? If I, the sinks and the basements, everything is included in the house. The question is here, in those days it was different. Why? Explains the Rashbam. Again, quoting the Gemara, but he adds in one line to explain the Gemara. The first couple of wide lines in the Rashbam. Right, it's not automatic, and therefore, if we write omkavaruma, the depth and the height, that works for the airspace. For lo mikni barvadus, why not? Here's the line: she tashmishan chaluk min abayis, she eno asui elo lishov mimenu mayim, because it has a different purpose than the rest of the house. The rest of the house is for residence, is for storage, is for usage, not just pulling water from. Right? This is a different type of usage. It all has to do with living in general, but it's not good enough for us to say that it was nikneh in the days of the Mishnah, and therefore it would not be included. It has a different purpose. The Rosh, discussion here in the Rishonim, but the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah say, even if I would give the outer borders of the house and say everything within is included, it still would not be included. The Rosh says, back in the earlier Gemara in the Simon Samach Simon Beis in the Rosh, the Rosh says right here, I'll read the Lashon, V'chein, im yesh l'bayis bor v'dus, u'mechilos, v'gagav o'asar atvachim, af api shemetzer lo mitzri habayis, v'kasav, lo shayris bizvini ilain. Even if I wrote the outer borders of the house and I say, I haven't left anything for me. Lo kana echad mikol elu. These items are still inherently, independently significant. Kivan de'enon bechlal mechiris abayis, gam eno bechlal zvini ilain. Right, if I say I didn't leave anything for me, that means house stuff. But anything that has a different purpose, that will not be included. Rabbeinu Yonah is not as convinced. He says this, and in the last line he says, but I'm not sure. He says, again, exactly like the Rosh says, the Rosh often quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, here he was saying it himself. He says here, V'chinem yish b'vayis boros u'mechilos u'gagas ha'atvachim, avagav demetzo lo mitzri abayis. V'kasav, and he wrote, v'lo shayris b'zvini ilain kadamai, kalim kalim lo kada echad mikal elu. Dekivan sheinim b'chlal mechiris abayis, nimso sheinim b'chlal zvini ilain. At the end he says, kach nir b'enai, v'yish b'yad hadoche litchos b'kal elu. But I understand how you might be docha this. Once you say everything included, then everything's included. The mistama lo hutzrach v'lo shayris mishum barvedus ulola mahani nami v'lo shayris l'mikni barvedus. Okay, 2 days, and then Rabbi Yonah, how far you would go? Would you say it's not included even if it was explicit? Good. There is an interesting line in the Ritva. Not the Ritva here, but the Ritva in Maseches Psachim. Why our Mishnah says that Bar Vedus is not included in Mechiras Abayis. The Gemara there, on the Fehema Beis, the beginning of Maseches Psachim, requires a separate makar, a separate pasuk in the Torah to say that you also have to check for chametz and you're going to violate Bali Rabbi Yamatzeh in a Bar Vedus. Right, it says, right, Baruch Shishikha Ma'aros Minayin, right, you already said, I only know Bali Yamatzeh Bevesecha. Right, how do you know Bar, what do you mean, Bar Vedus? Right, so it's included. So, Pirush HaRitvazal, Baros Shichin Uma'aros Shebesados, Fe'ilu Shebebatim, Vadei Bechlal Batim Heim. Says the Ritva, the Baros Shichin Uma'aros, which you need an extra limud for to say that you're gonna violate by Rabbi Matzeh, that's only the ones out in the yard, in the backyard, Chametz. Is in the caves and the boros. But the ones in your house, for sure, you don't need a makar to tell me that I'm going to violate Bali Rabbi Yamatzeh if there is any type of chametz in those. The afal pi she'ein mechurin bechlalon min astam, and even though it says in Baba Basar Daf Samach Dalet that, you know, they're not automatically included in a sale, so why am I telling you that they are automatically included in Bali Rabbi Yamatzeh in the house? Says the Ritva, Lishna Torah Lachud, Velishna Bnei Adam Lachud. When it comes to the Torah, so then anything in the house is in the house. And if the Torah says you can't have chametz in your house, then anything, even if it has a different purpose, it's in the house and it's included. What our mission is about is Lashon B'nai Adam. Lashon B'nai Adam, people don't include these automatically in the house, and that's what sales are about, and that is why you would need a separate makar, a separate lashon here, even though you wouldn't need a separate makar there. Again, he's assuming that the Gemara, when it says Baruch Shichin Amaros, that's only the outside and not the inside. I know this relates to, there are two separate ideas. Right, we have Lishna Torah Lachud, Lishna Bnei Adam Lachud, even though sometimes we have, like in Eilu Metzias, Dibre Torah Klasha Bnei Adam. The Machlokas Tanoim there, whether we say, when the Torah uses a double Lashon, is that to teach me something? Every time it says, Shalech to Shalach, or Hashev to Shiveim, is that to teach me something? Or do we say, Dibre Torah, Kol Lashon B'nei Adam? So that's a principle that would go against this type of Lashon, but again, you have to know exactly how it is being used. Right? Sometimes we find the same exact word that means different things. Right? Even the word Atzeres. The word atzeres in the Torah means shmini atzeres. The word atzeres in Chazal means shvuas. Right? Even the same word atzeres can mean two different things in Lashon HaTorah. There can be even three Lashonos. Sometimes the Gemara talks about it in the Rishonim. Lashon HaTorah, Lashon Chazal, and Lashon Bnei Adam. So they have three different categories of words of, and one has to know exactly what the context is. So either way, that's the first line. So the Bor and the Dus are not included, even if one writes Omka Veruma. Vitzarech Likach Lo Derech. And says the Mishnah now, we had this quoted once before, let's say I'm selling a house, and it is not, so we said that the bar and the dus are not included, right? The bar and the dus are still mine, the sellers. What about, how can I get to the bar and the dus? If I sold the house, and the bar and the dus are not included, so the bar and the dus in the middle of your storage room is mine, how do I get there? Rabbi Kiva says, well, you gotta pay for it. Because you sold the house. You sold the entire house. The barn that just is yours, okay, but you still have to pay for it. For tzorach likach lo derech, you have to buy a way to get there. Devar Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim omer meinu tzorach likach lo derech. Chachamim say, no, you do not have to buy a way there. We assume that you left yourself. It's automatic. If you left yourself the bar and the dus, you also left yourself a way to get to the bar and the dus. Or else it would be meaningless. So we'll get back to that. Umod Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva does admit, though, that you don't have to if you write an extra lashon in this document that was not needed. Bizman sha'amar lo chus v'yelu, if you excluded them, you didn't have to exclude them. They're automatically excluded. Why would you have excluded them explicitly? Shein tzorach likach derech. By excluding them, it must be you want to exclude also the way to get there. Fine. And says the Mishnah, the exact opposite as well. And we'll have to see in the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, what the root of the machlokas is. Machron la'acher. What happens if I'm selling them to someone else? Machron la'acher. I'm just selling the bar and the dus. I'm not selling the house. First case of the Mishnah is I sold the house, I left out the bar and the dus. Here, I'm selling the bar and the dus, so I sold the bar and the dus to Acher, and I'm keeping the house to myself. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, and it's Rav Ligalo Derech. The buyer does not have to pay, because we assume that he sold the bar and the dus also. We'll have to see again what the Runa Machlokas is. I'm saying no, there, you would have to, we assume you keep it to yourself. Says the Rashbam, we'll wait with the Rashbam. We pass on like Rabbi Akiva. Pass on like Rabbi Akiva in this case, that in the first case, Tzarech Likach Lo Derech, and the second case, Eino Tzarech Likach Lo Derech. A number of points to make. And that is first, the pashtus of the Mishnah. The simple understanding of the Mishnah, let's go back to the Resha. Rabbi Akiva says, if I sell a house, the bar and the dus is not included, but I have to buy myself a Derech. Pashtus is, I have zero derech to get there. I can't get there. As the Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis, unless I fly there. But I can't get, that's the simple understanding. And that's why the Yad Ramah asks, so what purpose did I keep it for myself? Right? If I can't use it, I sold you the house, I kept the brother just myself. If it's really true that I have no way to get there, then why in the world would I have kept it for myself? So the Yad Ramah says, two nafkaminas. Number one, I could keep it to sell to you in the future for a lot of money. Right? I know you want this. I want you to be in the house and see how difficult it is to go get water from the river. After you do that for a few weeks, right, because you're buying the house, you don't realize how expensive the house is. You want to give me a lower price. So I'm like, okay, I'll sell you the bar and the dus but not the water. So after a month, you'll see. Now you're ready to buy the bar and the dus. Now you're ready to see how important it is and how valuable it is. So that's one idea, to keep it in order to hold out for more money. Right, number one. That's really number two. He says, "Nafkamina delitzrich lokeach lemadar lemizvene mine b'dmei yisere." Number one, and number two, which is the one he says first, is maybe it's nafkamina for dina de bar mitzvah, which is discussed at the end of Bar Mitzvah, the border halachas. That if this man, I sold you the house. Let's say in the future you ever want to resell the house to someone else. You know what? I'm first. I'm the bar mitzvah. I have a border property. What's that? The bar and the dus. Right, I have a border property, and therefore, that would be a reason you'd have to sell it to me first, and not to anybody else. I'll sell it to you, but I don't want it to go to anybody else's hands. So, tu nafkamina, says the Yad Ramah. But it's clear from the Yad Ramah that, why are we emphasizing to this? Because the Rashash argues. It's clear from the Yad Ramah that you didn't leave any space. The Rashash can't fathom that. The Rashash says, if you sold a house, and you kept the bar and the dus, so why would you have kept it? When the Mishnah discusses that you don't have a derech, it must mean you have a derech kolshu. You have a tiny shvil to get there, but what you want is a larger area. That's what the Rishash says. La'aniyaz daiti. Again, he doesn't, I don't think he had the Yad Ramah. He doesn't quote the Yad Ramah. So, but he says, it misvara, la'aniyaz daiti, didavka derech dehu rochav dalet amos hu delesle. He doesn't have a nice wide path if he doesn't say anything. Aval shvil dehu, but a tiny little path, kihechi deshakel kara umanach kara, Islay, for sure he has a path to just walk in a single file. De'ein svara klal, de'yakokach eno yafe, shalo yishayar lo makom magil l'sham, achi yistarech lachzer v'liknos v'menu. Doesn't make sense, in my mind, says the Rishash, that he would sell the house, but keep the item, keep the pit, and he can't even get there. Right, so the Yad Ramah came up with Dunav Kaminis, but it's clear that he doesn't hold like the Rishash, again, in the Rishonim and in the Achronim, but that is the comment of the Rishash against the Yad Ramah. It's also interesting that let's say like the Yad Ramah, which is the pashas of the Mishnah. The Rishash is just upset that he can't fathom it. But the pashas of the understanding is that he sold him everything. Question: the Achronim ask, what about Kofen al Midas Tom? Right. Let's say the buyer is not using this water cistern anyway. So wouldn't it be kofin amida stom, right? Zenen of zelo chaser. I'm not using it, and I'm not going to be chaser. Just so the Achronim discussed that maybe you wouldn't say that in this case, because the point is we want to motivate the buyer to either sell it, to buy it from him, right? We want to motivate something in the future. Kofin amida stom is like, this is the reality, and nothing is changing in the future. You know what? You might as well let him use it. But here, it could be that we want him to be motivated in order to sell it. And therefore, we wouldn't say the regular lashon of kofin amidasto. There's an interesting discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. There is a rivash. You know what? Let's go backwards. The Chashuke Chemed here discusses this question, and then we'll have to see what the Shulchan Aruch says. The following shaila. There was a school that had an ulam smachot. had a big catering hall attached to it. And they sold the catering hall. They sold it because they needed some money, whatever it is. So the school sold the catering hall. So now the shaila is, though, there's a nice, beautiful main entrance to the catering hall, which is really also the main entrance to the school. But there's also another side entrance to the catering hall. The school says, we didn't sell you the main entrance. The whole point is that we sold this so that we could have the school separate. You go through the side door. And the catering, the buyer says, no, it's such a side, nobody's going to like this. They want to come through the nice main archways to come into the school, to come into the catering hall. So there is another doorway on the side. So what do you say? It's mamish these kind of cases. What's included? Is the doorway included? Is the street included? So this is our, right, you sell the door, you sell the books. Sarach likach lo derech, ein sarach likach lo derech. Right, so what do we paskin? So as we mentioned, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva in Choshe Mishpat, in Simon Reish Yudalad, but there's also a Rivash, which might have to do with us. The Shulchan Aruch says, here in Simon Reish Yudalad, Sif Beis, in the Shulchan Aruch, Hamocher es Habayis, Lo Mocher es HaCheder Shalafnim Mimenu, right, quotes the earlier, the first Mishnah, V'tzarach Hamocher Liknos Lo Derech Meha Lokeach, Kedei Likonis Labarzeh, Olo Duzeh Shashir. Right, that's like Rabbi Akiva. V'yamar malei machati l'cha abayis chutz mi'abar ha'adus, eino tzorch liklos lo derech, b'feirish like Rabbi Akiva. But then the Rama adds, b'shem the Rivash. B'amed, v'rama urim, when do we say that this applies? She'ein l'lokeach derech. When do we say, this is the other case he's commenting on, the Seifa. The Seifa of, if I sold you the bar and the dus, I also sold you a pathway to get there. Because we'll see Rabbi Kiva's svara of Ba'ayin Yafe. But Bamed Ramamurim, when do I say that I sold you not only the water cistern in the pit inside, but also a way to get there? She'en lelokeach derech acher chutz mizeh. If there's no other way for the kone to get there, then I say it's included. Avalim yesh lo derech acher, ein lo derech bebeiso shel mocher. But if you have another way to get there, let's say it's towards the back of the house, you can just peek through the back door and get in. You don't have to walk through the front door, so then you can't. Then you can't go through the front door. I only say, as we'll see the svar for Rabbi Kiva, ba'ayin yafeh hu mocher, that I also sold you the path if you have no other way to get there. But if you have a way to get there, says the Shulchan Aruch here in Reish Yudalad, right, so that would not be, I would say that you wouldn't be allowed to come through. So says the Chashuge Chemed here, okay, there's another way, there's a side entrance. So if there's a side entrance, maybe you should say that the school wins. The school wins, the sale did not include the main entrance. Unless you say that this is not called a derech. When the Rivash says that if there's another derech there, it's not included, that means an equal derech. Right? You could go in A or B, but you choose B. Okay, but here, if, you know, it's not the same, you know, it's not on the same level, not on par, so then it might not be clear that that would be, it's not clear that that's included, and therefore, it's Sarach Ian on that case, whether it would be included.
You're
right that the purpose of the bor and the dus might be excluded more, but now we're talking about the way to get there. We're not talking about the bor and the dus. Is we're comparing the way to get to the bor and the dus and the doorway. So that's a little different. Not exactly that they're more parallel to each other. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Yosef Ravina v'kalkasha le hainu bar hainu dus. Ravina asks, I don't understand. Isn't bor and the dus the same thing? Right, why do we have to say the bar and the dus? Aren't they both similar water receptacles? So Amalei Rava Tosva al Ravina Tashma. The Brisa says, Tatanya, Echad Abor ve'Echad Adus, Bikarka. They're both in the ground. Elasha Bor Bechafir Vados Babinyan. The bar is a more primitive type of holder of water, right? It's dug out, but it's not lined on the inside. It's not tiled, right? Obviously it's not going to be just mud, because then there's going to be mud in the, you did something to keep the water clean. But Shabar b'chafira v'adus b'binyan, and the dus is b'binyan. It is tiled on the inside. And the same conversation took place with other rabbis, Yosef Rav Ashi, v'kakasha lehainu bar hainu dus. So both Ravina and Rav Ashi, the two great Baalei HaGemara, right? Like we have the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Hey, I think Ravina Varavashi Sofa Ra. Right, that's the two. So they have the same conversation. Isn't it the same Hainu Bar Hainu Dus? Amalei Markashisha Breid Rav Chisel Ravashi Toshma Datanya Chabar Vechadus Bikarka Elashabar Bechafira Vahadus Bebinyan. Interesting that the Gemara does not say Vitzrichusa. The Gemara doesn't say, and let me explain why you need both. You would have thought only one is excluded and not the other one. So the Rashbam helps us out. The Rashbam says on the fourth to last line of the Rashbam, the Hilkach. Itana bor, if I only had the bor, which is the more primitive one, hava mina hanimi the bor, shuva chafira, I would have thought bor, which is just dug out, that is excluded when you sell the house. Avaldus shuhu bebinyan, ke'ena bayis, hariu bechla bayis. But maybe a dus, which is a more substantial, and it's tiled inside of it, so maybe that's more like the house. Right, it's more fancy, and therefore that's included. Kamash Blan, you have to say dus. V'itana dus, that if you only had dus, mishum debinya b'fnei, that is so special and significant, it's independent. The chashim, and that's why it would not be included in the house. Avol bar lo chashim, but the bar is not so significant. V'libato gabi bias, and that's why you would have said it is included in the house. Tzricha, that's why one needs to say both of them in the Mishnah. Another comment, second Rishash of the day. So they didn't know what a bar and a dus was. But why does the Gemara ask it on this Mishnah in Baal Basra? A long time ago, we also had Bor and Dus in a different Mishnah. If you remember, it's a Beferish of Mishnah in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah talks about how Tokeya Latocha Bor and Latocha Dus. Right? So why didn't they weren't bothered over there. Why are they bothered over here? Says the Rishash. And you can't say Ravina and Ravashi if you got a Mishnah. Right? It's Ravina and Ravashi. Adkan lo shana ha Tokeya Latocha Bor Latocha Dus. Rosh Hashanah in the seventh Mishnah, the third Perek, V'ulai hayim afareish, debor agul v'katin, v'dus hu rachav yoter o meruba. Maybe originally they just thought that it was different shapes. And for different shapes, they realized that's why it was said earlier in Rosh Hashanah. It makes a difference because that's to do with the sound and the echo. Right? If you're blowing shofar into one of these, so it makes a difference, the shape was. That's why they didn't ask the question there because they realized, oh, one's longer, one's shorter, and it makes a difference for the sound that comes out. V'yishchilik b'neihem le'inyin kol havarasam. Right? In terms of the sound that comes out. Ava le'inyin mechiram hechitesi l'chalik. Meaning they know the difference. At least a difference, and that is why they didn't ask the question earlier in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. But here, if it's a different shape, what difference does it make? So that's why the Gemara has to add on. It's not just a different shape, but it is different internal borders, and that's why the Gemara explicates it here. Good. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah had said, a double machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. What is the svara for their machlokas? What is the basis? So the Gemara says, as we've had earlier, my love, the Bachi adds in a little bit, so my love, Hakam Iflagi, isn't the root of their machlokas as follows. The Rabbi Akiva Savar, Mocher, Be'en Yafe Mocher. Rabbi Akiva says that when a person sells something, he always sells generously. Gemara brachas, right? He always sells generously, and therefore, when I sell in the seifa, when I sell a pit, so I sell a pit even with a derech. And in the ratio, when I only sell a house, you know, I sell the whole house and I don't sell. I give you even the derech to get there. Right? So that's b'ayin yafe mocher, and it works out in both directions. Rabbanan sari mocher b'ayin ra mocher. The Rabbanan say no, when somebody sells, he sells it in a more stingy way. He keeps more for himself. So in the ratio, he kept the derech for himself, and in the seifa, he did not sell the derech with the dus that he sold. And there's just one more line. Udik amar nami ba'alma, Rabbi Akiva l'taimei, darer mocher, ma'an yafa mocher, mehacha. And in general, whenever we say Rabbi Akiva holds ayin, lishitaso, mocher, ma'an yafa mocher, it's from here. This is the original source for that principle. Okay, a number of points to make before we even continue. First of all, the Tiferes Yisrael here on the Mishnah wonders that we know, the Gemara here says, Rabbi Akiva says, mocher b'ayin yafe mocher. Don't we have a Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Brachos that talks about a mocher? Says the Gemara, bo re'eh, shalok midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas Basar V'Adam. Hashem is not like a human king. Midas Basar V'Adam, Adam mocher chefetz l'chaveiro, mocher atzev, v'lokeach sameach. Whenever you sell something, the seller is upset, he has to sell it, and the buyer is happy, he got something. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein okein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Nasan lam Torah liYisrael v'samach. He gave the Torah to Yisrael and samach, right? We've discussed in the past, we switched from mocher to nasan. Right, what just happened here? Shenemar, kilalachot nasati l'chem Torah siyata azovu. Okay, but either way, what do you see from here? That a seller is sad. Is that against this fike, Rabbi Akiva? Can you be sad and still ayin yafeh? How does that work? So says the Tiferes Yisrael on our Mishnah. He's mocher ba'ayin yafe in order to get more value and payment. Gam beloze nearly the inkusha mehachagada. Right now, I don't think that's a problem from that agada. Did dafke bimocher mashet tzarech la'atzmo? No, something that you're still connected to. That's one might be sad. That's the parallel to the Torah. Hashem is connected to the Torah, kavi yachol, and a seller, if a seller is connected to the item, so then he might be sad. But if you sell a house, mistama, you have a different house to live in. So you don't need this. What, if somebody sells out all of their merchandise, they're not going to be happy? Of course they're going to be happy. They'll be ecstatic if they run out. So therefore, Mocher Atzev is, in a limited way, says the Tiferet Yisrael, only in a case where the Mocher is still connected to the item. Good, 1 point. Point number two. We'd rather not say that this is a Machlokas in Metzius. Right, we often say that here, but a seller, does seller have, you know, are they happy when they sell, or are they sad when they sell? Right, often we have the Yerushalmi already notes this. The Yerushalmi already notes that it's very difficult to have a machlokas in Metzias. What's the Yerushalmi? So if you remember, the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Chala and Meseches Psachim, the five grains, the Mishnah in Chala, Chameshes Dvarim Chayavim Mechala, Chita Saora Kuspin Shibel Shul Shifon. Right, wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. And those are the five that are asili de chimutz, and you could have a matzah from. Why those five? Why dafka? Are those five the only ones? Why not rice? Why not millet? Why not the other ones? Because the Gemara says, dvarim, psachim lamen hay, dvarim haba'im li de chimutz, adam yotze ben yechavasa be matzah, yatu elu shein bala de chimutz ala de sirchon. Right, but these, besides these five, there's some other chemical process that happens, not what we call chimutz. It's called sirchon, and that is not, that's different, and therefore it is not, one of the five grains for matzah, for challah, for chametz. And this is again Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that rice is also included, and that's what he says also in Maseches Brachas that you'd wash on it, right? So rice is included. Why? Because it's boiling the chimutz. What kind of machlokas is that? Is it born l'dei chimutz? Is it not born l'dei chimutz? The Yerushalmi, the Bnei Yevchala, asked this. I don't understand it. The Yerushalmi says, v'yivdekua, check. Just check. How do you have a machlokas and metzias? So the Ramban quotes this Yerushalmi in the beginning of Eilu Treifas. Right, we have a machlokas, treifa chaya, treifa eina chaya. So again, the Rishonim are bothered. It's hard to figure out a machlokas and metzias if you could just check. So the Yerushalmi says, no, you know what happened? They did check, and there was a machlokas about the results. They both watch the results, and one of them says, hey, look, it's chimutz. And the other says, no, it's sirchon. Meaning, it's a machlokes how to evaluate the metzias. The metzias is the metzias, but how to evaluate it. That's the machlokes. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Al ikar bidikasa hein chokin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri amar batkua umatzua shiba lidei matzah v'chametz. V'rabbanan amri batkua v'lo matzua usa shiba lidei matzah v'chametz. That's the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Meseches Chala. And again, the Ramban and Chulin Daf Membeis asked this as well. So again, we try our best not to have the machlokes in metzias. But this, and see here too. What's the machlokas about? So you'd have to say that really when a seller sells, he's ambivalent and it's a little bittersweet for him. So he's a little happy and he's a little sad. So the question is, what do we focus on? Whatever it is, 30% positive, 70% negative, whatever it is, and Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan argue about evaluating that reality. But it's not a machlokas about the reality. But also, we pointed out in the past, the machlokas in Metzias, which is impossible, which we'd rather not have, it's only a machlokas about a present Metzias. There could be a machlokas about a past Metzias. There could be a machlokas, because that you can't check anymore. Right? Machlokas, historical machlokas. Right? The Gemara says often, what the Rebbe say? No, he said this, he said that. Okay. Then one of them's right, one of them's wrong. If it's a historical machlokas about what happened, what they do by Har Sinai, and different machlokas in the past, that's not a problem. It's a machlokas. We'll have to see. What did the menorah look like? Why was it? Did it have round arms, branches, or did it have straight branches? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. So again, that's a machlokas. That's fine, right? Interpreting different sources, and then we'll have to see. Here you bunabes hamigdash. But the issue here that the Rishonim and Chazal even don't like, are not comfortable with, is a machlokas and mitzias about a present reality. That is not acceptable. Okay, so either way, this is the issue of the root of the machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, is mocher ba'ayin yafeh or ba'ayin ra. There's more to that, but let's continue, and then Beis Hashem we will come back. And the Gemara added on, and everywhere in Shas, where it talks about Rabbi Akiva's shita, is mocher ba'ayin yafeh, mocher, it comes from Baba Basra Samach Dalet. It comes from here that when you sell a house, you sell the... when you sell the house, you have to buy the bor and the weight of the bor and the duos, because you also sold that pathway to the buyer, and the opposite in the seifa. So the Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know this is the machlokas? How do you know this is the root of the machlokas? And therefore you can apply this to all other places in Shas. Dilma, maybe not. Dilma, the bachiyad's in Bahapligi. Maybe the machlokas is about the following. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Ein Adam Rotza Shitin Mosa V'Yidrasu Acherim. When people buy something, right, a person doesn't want to pay and then have other people trample what he bought. So maybe it's specifically when a person buys a house, I don't want you traipsing through my living room. And that's why Rabbi Akiva says here, it must be that you sold the pathway through as well. V'Rabbanan Savri, Ein Adam Rotza Shito Mos V'Yafrach Ba'avir. Rabbanan say, no, a person doesn't want to, take money, but then have to fly through the air to get to what is rightfully his. So therefore, you have to say that there was a pathway left, right? But it's mine, but I can't get there, right? That sounds like, Yifrach Bavir sounds like against the Rashash that we said before. It sounds like literally that there's no pathway there, right? Not a little pathway. Is there any way the Rashash could understand this Gemara? The Rashash knew this Gemara. The Rashash said before that it must be that there's a little shvil. So one might say, suggest, the later Achronim, that sometimes when something is very, there's no room, and it's very tzafuf, then if everybody's tight in the area, like your legs are lifted up and you're carried by others. So maybe the Rashash reads this Gemara. Nobody's going to want it to be such a tiny space, and when I'm going to the Duos, I'm going to have to squeeze and like maybe get held up by other people because I have no room. Yifrach ba'avir. And that's a Rashi in Maseches Yuma says that. Rashi in Yuma talks about the Omdin Svuchim. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is one of the Nisim that when we stand in the Yerushalayim we're all tight, but then we can bow down, not be squished. Says Rashi there, Yuma Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph Lashon Tzaft. What does Tzufim mean? Lashon Tzaft is a lashon of floating. Meirov Ha'am Hayu Nitzchakim Ish Ba'achiv. Right, we're pushed against each other. Ve'en lo makom lintos al tzido lakan olakan. I can't go one place or the other place. V'zakuf kekora. I'm straight up like a board. Af raglav nitalim me'al ha'aretz. My legs are lifted up. Sometimes if we're in a place that is very, right, I felt that way at the Ravadia Slavaya. You know, we're in the middle and like people, you lift up and, you just can't move and you're carried. You're carried. But that's the explanation. So maybe that's also what the Gemara means, how the Rashash would read this line. But again, the way the Pashtus is that you have no space, right? You're going to fly through the air. Fly through the air. Interesting, just a one-liner. It really is not connected, but once we're talking about flying through the air, there is a fascinating line in the Rambam. The Rambam in Shmona Prakim. The Rambam Shmona Prakim, we know the Shmona Prakim is the Rambam Sakdama too. Pirkei Avos, where he talks all about background to Pirkei Avos, and a lot of repeats of Pirkei Avos and Hilchos Deos and Hilchos Tshuva, right, different items. But in the first parak where he's talking first about the Nefesh, the Rambam talks about that there are five parts to our Nefesh. He has the Chelek Hazon, which we might call the digestive part of it, what takes the food, and Ma'achel, Amachzik, and Magadel, the physical. Then the Chelek HaMargish, the Rambam has. Margish we might call the sensory. He says vision, Re'us, Shema, Tam, Reach, Mishush. And then he has the Chelek HaMedame, what we might call imagination, taking all experiences that we've had to think of things on our own, but not in the intellectual sense, because those are the other two. There's Chelek HaMisorer, which is like the drives, desires, and the Chelek HaSichli, which is the intellect. So the middle one, though, the Chelek HaMedame, the Rambam says, where you take different experiences that you've gone through, and you put them into your head, and you put things together, and you add, and you take away, and you come up with things that you've never seen. And you'll never see it. Kimo, what's the example that the Rambam gives as something that is so impossible, and it's something like imagination, you put together things that Kimo sheyadama adam svinas barzel rotza ba'avir. Like a metal boat flying through the sky. What kind of amazing, unusual thing? You can't think of anything more crazy. The Adam or Sherosho Bashamai Raglabaris, or a person who's as tall as his head is in the heaven and his feet are on the ground. Uve Behema Balafinaim, or an animal with 1,000 eyes. Those are the three examples that he gives. Right? Flying through the air in a metal tube, and a person that's a zillion amos high, and an animal with 1,000 eyes. So obviously he's talking about an unmotorized one, but I don't think that the Rambam even had in mind, 700 years before the Wright brothers, but that's the example that he gives. We see here, Yifrach Ba'avir, flying through the air. It just reminded me of that line in the Rambam. Anyway, let's continue. So Elami Seifa. So you're right. So the Gemara says, maybe this is not the Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, about Ayin Yafe versus Ayin Ra. Maybe it says a localized Machlokas. The Gemara says, okay, how about it from the Seifa? Elami Seifa. Machron La'acher, if I sell the dus in the bar to someone else, Rabbi Kiva Elmar, Eino Zorach Ligal Odera. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you sold it, you kept it for yours. The buyer does not have to buy the derech because you sold it with it. Nacham say no, you have to tzarech likalo derech. You have to buy a derech because again you kept it for yourself. The ma'ilav the bachiyaz and ba'akam iflagi. So maybe they're arguing about this. Rabbi Kiva saver mocher bayin yafe mocher. Rabbi Rabban saver mocher bayin ra mocher. So again, maybe this is the guv of the machlokas. So Gemara says again, no, v'dilma b'hapligi. Maybe not. Maybe again, there's a localized machlokas. Rabbi Akiva savar. Now back to the Gemara. Basar daiti d'lokeach azlinan. Rabbi Kiva says, you go to the lokeach. The buyer is not going to buy something if he can't use it. For Rabbanan Savri, Basar died to the mocher, as Lina and the Rabbanan say, you go after the das of the mocher. So again, the point of the Gemara is that maybe this can't be a general source for what we say all over Shas. Rabbi Kiva says this, Rabbanan say that. Maybe it's a localized machlokas. And this can't be the source. So the Gemara says, fine. So this Mishnah is out. Maybe it's from a Mishnah later on Daf Ayin Aleph. For Elameha. Later on Daf Ayin Aleph, we talk about a bar in a field. If somebody sells a field, what's included in the field? I sell a field, says the Mishnah, Veloas Abor, Veloas Agat, Veloas Ashovach. Even if in the field there's a pit, there's a press, there's a shovach, there's a chicken coop, Ben Chareven, Ben Yishuvan, whether they're active or not, either way they're not included if I sell a field, meaning I keep them for myself. Vitzarach Lika, Alo Derech, Divir Bekiva, Chamor, Menotzarach. Same exact machlokas. So Gemara says, Hasul Amali. So why would you need the same exact machlokas again in the house and in the field? So Elav Hakamashmalan, it must be to teach me that it's a general machlokas. Rabbi Akiva Savar Mocher Ba'ayin Yafe Mocher, Rabbanan Savri Mocher Ba'ayin Ra Mocher. Maybe it's to teach me that it's a general machlokas. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. V'domashmina Ba'is V'kamashmalan Sade. Maybe you need the chiddush of both. You need the chiddush that bar and the dus are excluded from house, and or the derech is excluded, and from sadeh. Why? Well, v'sricha. Here the Gemara says it. D'yesh minam bayis, if you want to say, by bayis, Rabbi Akiva says that you didn't include, you have to buy a derech there. So maybe there you would say, mishum deboi tzniusa. Because there, obviously, the guy who bought the house doesn't want you walking through his living room. And therefore, that's why we'd assume it's not included, and you'd have to buy it. Aval sadeh malo, but a field which is public anyway, maybe not. Maybe the derech stays with you. The yesh minan sada, and if you only had sada, why there do you have to buy mishum to kashi le davsha? Because davsha, remember we had davsha earlier in the sechta? We had davsha, when you build a wall, you can't build it very close to the other person, the other person's wall, because the davsha, the trampling next to the wall, strengthens the bottom of the wall. So you have to leave space. So here, trampling also. With sada, maybe it's not included because he doesn't want trampling on his field. You're going to ruin his plants. Aval bayis emalo, but a house, you're not going to ruin the floor by walking through. So maybe it is included. Kamash one. So that is why that Mishnah later, the fine aleph, is not extra. You need it to teach me this. The Gemara says, no, Elami Seifa. What about the second half of that Mishnah? Machron la'acher. Again, parallel to our second half. Machron la'acher. Rebekiva Omer Enazar Liga Lodera Chacham Omerim Sarech. Hasul Amali. So what do you need the seifa of that second Mishnah? Hainuach isn't exactly the same as our Mishnah. So Elalav. There we go. Hakam Ashbalan. Rebekiva Savar Mocher Ba'in Yafim Mocher. Rabbanan Savri Mocher Ba'in Ra Mocher Shmamina. So because we have an extra Mishnah, we have a parallel Mishnah, Sada and Bayis, but it both has the Resha and the Seifa. That is why we say that it is a general machlokas. And itmar rafuna amar rav halacha kederech hachamim reb yimer bar abba amar shmuel halacha kerebi akiva. So machlokas, but we pass, as we saw before, we pass like Rebbe Akiva. The general idea also of mocher bayin yafe mocher, and we'll finish with this, that do we always view people of having a more generous disposition, being nicer, being doing what they're... So it's not really doing what they're supposed to do, but it's kind of having an optimistic view of and a generous view of people. So it relates to the idea, the mitzvah daraisa of Dan Lakav Schus. Right, not exactly the same, but it's the kind of the same idea. I think that he's being very nice. And having a positive view. It's not exactly the same. I could be a very nice person, but when I sell something, you know, I want more money and I'm keeping it to myself. But it also might relate to the idea of Dan Lakav Schus, which is included in the mitzvah daraisa. In a mitzvah d'oraisa, right? The pasuk tells us in Parshas Kedoshim, "Bitzedek tishpot amisecha," and the chinuch in Siman Reish Lamid Hey discusses this mitzvah, which postures is it's upon judges. Lishpot bitzedek, shenemar bitzedek tishpot amisecha, ubo apirish and it's tavu adayonim lahashvos baalei hariv. You have to always show no favoritism. Klomer shlo yechaber adayan echad mibalei dinim yosir min acher. I can't favor one over the other. Shlo yeh echad medaber kol tzarcho vechad omer lo katzer dvarecha. You can't treat them differently. But then the chinuch says, va'od yesh bechlal mitzvah zu sheroi lechal adam ladunas chaveru bekapschus v'lo yefarish Maisav Udvarav Elalatov. Part of the Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa of Bitzedek in righteousness to the Tzad Latov, Tishpot Amisecha. That's the Chinuch in Reish Lamed Hey. And the Rambam even talks about this. There's a very crucial Rambam, very strong Rambam. The Rambam in Ilchus Tshuva, the Rambam in the fourth parak of Ilchus Tshuva, talks about the 24 things that are Ma'akev Tshuva. We have to go through this every year, Elul time. 24 things that are Ma'akev Tshuva. Four of them, Avon Gadol. V'ha'ose echan mi'baratan, baratan, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maspik v'yad olas Tshuva. Hashem doesn't help you do Tshuva. The Machtias HaRabim and Mesis, terrible ones. And he goes through the 24 things. But later on, the Rambam has a list of five things that is very hard to rip myself away from. Chamisha ha'osa osan ein cheskaso lashuv mehen. It's not such a good chance. Lafi shein dvarim kalim be'enei rov ha'adam v'nimsa chotev hu yadam ha'shein zechet. Right, these five things, you know, people don't realize that it's so bad. And that's why it's very hard to do tshuva from them. What are those five things? So, number one, ha'ochel mis'uda she'ena maspekas l'ba'aleha, sheze ava gezel. I'm at somebody's house, they don't have enough food to eat for themselves, and I eat, I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. What do you mean? He's giving me food. Number two, mishtamish ba'avoto shalani. Okay, number three, mistakel ba'arayos, looking at inappropriate things. Ma'ale al daito, she'en b'kachlum, she'hu omer v'chi ba'alti. Okay, Ravti. V'eni yodea, she're'iyas ho'einayim avon gadol, she'goremes l'gufan shalaveiros. Nevertheless, asura achrei levavchem. Right, one of the six mitzvahs t'midios. Number three. Number four, miskabed b'klon chaveiro. I'm happy when my friend goes down. I'm happy that, oh yeah, look at him. Omer b'libo, she'en ochata, l'fi she'en chaveiro omeid, v'lo higia lo boshes, v'lo bisho. I didn't do anything. I'm just happy that he, right, that's why V'lam al-Shinim was so tricky to write. And number five, this is the one that's important for us. Hachoshed b'ksherim. Someone who, there's somebody who's kasher, and I'm choshed. Omer b'libo she'eno chatret. What did I do wrong? L'fishu omer ma'asisilo. V'chiyesh sham elach shad. Shema asa o lo asa. V'u'in yodea she'zeh avon. She'meisim adam kasher b'dayto kebal averos. Unbelievable. One of the five things the Rambam categorizes with Mistako Barayos, Miskabe Viklon Chaveiro, thinking badly of somebody else. Hachoshe Viksher, I learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember Parsha Shmos? Hoshe Viksher, Moshe Rabbeinu was Laka Bitsaras, and he was Choshed in Klal Yisrael. But that's also connected to Rabbi Akiva. Mocher Bayin Yafe Mocher. Rabbi Paskin, that we always, you know, there's so much about the Dan Lakav Schus, and it's in the Mishnah, obviously in the first parak of Aseh Lecharav Kanei Lechachaver, Vavidonis Kol Adam Lakav Schus. There's a lot of strategies in the Dan Lakav Schus. In Rabbi Daniel Feldman, in his Sefer The Right and the Good, has the Chakira. Is it more focused on the other person? If I'm Choshed, you know, if I'm not Dan Lakav Schus, it's going to lead to Machlokes, so it's kind of a Siyag Daraisa, or is it more about me personally? It's about me personally, just, it's for my religious, you know, personality, it's going to affect me negatively. Many nafkaminas. Can the person be mochel? What about lachar misa? You know, different others. Is it focused on the misa, or is it focused on the heart? Mochsak rasha. Right? All the different, items that, might come up. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Talking about, ayin yafa, ayin ra, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue here in Amocheres HaBayis.